Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WEEI Afternoons on a game day. Patriots and Jets a little over, 4 hours from now at Gillette Stadium, an AFC East rivalry. Back in the day, Ted, it was known as the Border War. I don't think it's known as that really anymore. It's not really known as anything.
It was hype when Parcells went there.
Tuna Bowl.
Oh, it was on and popping. It was, the players felt it.
Did you really?
Oh,
yeah. Like you bought into those, felt those, whatever.
Think about it. There's so many guys on those teams that Bill basically drafted.
Yeah.
And the thing about Coach Parcells is even though he's on another team, you still want to go show out and show him that he's, you're still that player that he drafted.
Yep.
So those were fun, man. Those were a good time.
All right. Well, unfortunately, this is not a Tuna Bowl or a Border War type game. It doesn't create its own buzz. So,
not
Ted
really.
Johnson, can you build it up for
I'm
us? Build up the buzz.
I'm going to try. All right. So, the Patriots, they're playing the Jets. But are they? Are they really playing the Jets,
Yes.
It's some would maybe disagree, my man. You guys ever see the movie Creed? Ever see that movie?
Best sports movie this century.
I thought this movie was awesome. But there's a scene in this movie, and I think we can all relate to this. And it's not just the Patriots tonight. It's kind of all of us in our own lives. So think of it in those terms. Think of it in how does this fit you, maybe a little bit. But this is a scene from the movie Creed when Rocky is talking to Adonis, and he's getting him ready. He's trying to get him psyched up for his fight, and he tells him who his real opponent is in the fight. Go ahead.
All right, Donnie, get into your stance. Make a small target, turn sideways. Okay. You see this guy here staring back at you? That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life, okay? You throw a jab in the jaw. All right, one to the gut. Now, every time he punches this guy, what's he doing?
Start one back at him.
That's right. So either you block it, slip it, or get out of the way. So I'll leave you two alone for a while. Good luck.
There you go. So who is his opponent? It's himself.
It's the man in the mirror.
It's the man in the mirror.
Or the dog in the slider at my house.
There you go. Well, there you go. For Andy, it's the dog in the slider.
Miller, my new puppy, growls and barks and moves, and he thinks that dog on the other side is going to kick his ass.
Okay, it's my segment.
I'm
sorry. Okay, no, it's all good. No, but I love that kind of just the idea of really, for the Patriots, it's really about the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look at, I came up with 26 different kind of categories offensively and defensively. Or you look at and you go, if you add like the Patriots defense, all their rankings, the Patriots offense, all their rankings, the special teams rankings, you come up with 26 different categories, and you compare that to the Jets, rankings, and it's by far the Patriots are just better in every category. Mm. The one thing that you might see where can the Patriots feast is against is the pass rush. Can the Patriots pass rush get going? because the Jets offense, they're almost as bad as the Patriots in sacks allowed. They're just one sack worse allowed than the Patriots. So this guy needs to get off right here.
Let's go get it. Let's go get it.
On third and one. Play action, Ward in trouble, and he is buried. And that's Milton Williams with the sack.
Milton Williams needs to have a game tonight. Milton Williams, he's impressed me. He hasn't had these big splash plays, but he shows up game in, game out. He defends the run. He, you know, screens, he turns and runs. There's effort plays where you see him giving a little bit of extra effort to get to the ball carry, chasing the guy from behind. Milton Williams, even though the sacks haven't been there, they're not going to be there maybe as much for an interior defensive lineman. But that offensive line for the Jets sucks, really sucks. And it's mostly the offensive line is the problem. So I'd like to see this front seven, particularly Milton Williams, get off in this game.
Do you have good confidence in that? Like, is this a breakout game statistically? Are you thinking maybe
this is
crooked number?
Yeah, well, yeah. This is a. Are you kidding me? They're not saying it, but they're all thinking it. This is where you pad your stats. This is where you get your you kind of get those stat numbers up. Not just the tackles, but can we get some TFLs?
Yeah.
Can we get some pressures? Can we get some sacks? Those kinds of things. And I think this is the game to do it. All right.
Okay.
Another thing that's you look at where the Jets could maybe possibly just maybe have the Patriots number. There is a couple of things, and it's going to start with this guy making big plays
with a short week. Tagovailoa chased out of the pocket, and they get to him. Brandon Schouler coming with some serious heat from the blind side corner.
Oh, you say Brandon Williams or Brandon Schouler? Excuse me, Brandon Schouler. What is he going to do in this game? Look, the Patriots ranked third in kickoff return yards, and they ranked seventh in punt return yards. And if you know anything about the Patriots punt coverage team, last in the NFL. Brandon Schouler, that's on you, bub. Let's go. Let's get going. Brandon Schouler needs to have a game because they ran a kickoff and a punt back, and both of those those situations in football, they rank in the top seven in the NFL. So they are good at returning kicks and punts there, Fitzy.
Yeah, and I believe, Ted, correct me if I'm wrong, hasn't Schouler had a penalty on special teams like two of the last 3 weeks?
I believe so. I believe so.
Like big penalties. Like he's been a little, I don't know if it's being over-aggressive, mm-hmm. out of character or what, but he definitely needs to have his blank together tonight.
And if you're looking at what are the Jets better at than the Patriots, one of the categories is penalty yards. The Patriots are 25th in penalty yards at 565, where the Jets are 13th in penalty yards, 479. So, you know, they do have the edge in the Patriots in some categories. All right, let's go to my last guy. This guy had a big, big game last week. Ramondre Stevenson is out this week, but this guy needs to get going tonight as well.
They toss it.
I didn't love it.
Henderson got away. He's got a chance to show off that speed. Henderson breaks a second one for a touchdown.
Travion Henderson, let's build on last week. You know, Tom Curran had it right. It was basically two big plays and then a lot of plays that went for little to no yards. I'd like to see him. Can we get consistent, like, 4-yard gains, 6-yard gains, 8-yard gains? That's a real running game, and that gets that play action going. That calls off some of the blitzing and some of the heat, and so you can get your play action going. So I'd like to see Travion Henderson, Fitzy, build on what he did last week.
Yeah, it was that point that Tom Curran brought up that – outside of on his 14 carries for 140 something yards, two carries accounted for 124, and then there were 12 carries for 23 yards. So
yep.
While everyone wants, it was a breakout week, Andy, because you can't deny the touchdowns and the two home runs, and maybe he is going to be a bit more of a home run hitter than a consistent doubles hitter, Ted. But I would love to just see 5, 7, 9, sneak a 12 in there. 3, 8, like. Be a workhorse back in addition to the home run threat to the outside that we were expecting.
So to put it in perspective, obviously last week was a huge week. 14 carries, 147 yards, 10.5 yard average.
Yep.
Game before that, 3.9 yards. Okay, not so great. Game before that, 7.5 on 10 carries. Okay, that's nice. Had a 27-yard run in there. But then the two games before that, 2.5 yards per carry, 3 yards per carry. Close that gap. Does it have to be 10 yards per carry or 3 yards per carry? Mm. Can we just come in at, like, I don't know, how about 4.7 yards per carry?
Yeah, you know what that does? And Tom Tom Curran said it when we had him on just not long ago. You know, there's a lot of third and long situation. Mm-hmm. There's too much being put on Drake on third down. Yep. That's because the running game has not been effective enough to get them in third and short in manageable situations. And one other, just kind of one other thing just to point out, I think I heard you guys mention it. I didn't hear a lot of people talk about this, and I was wondering if anybody did. I think I heard Keith and Jones say it. the Jets rank dead last in turnover margin.
Oh, yeah. 32nd.
They suck at turning the ball over. And you go, how bad? Oh, they have one fumble recovery, and they have zero interceptions. Zero. Nice. The only team in the NFL that has no interceptions. I believe the Jets went like 6 weeks in a row before they had their first turnover.
Oh, yeah.
And so they've had one, and that's it ever since.
That's part of the struggle to talk yourself into the upset, because it's so often turnovers right. Part of the upset. Now, I guess maybe you could use the Christian Fourier rule of due, that they have no interceptions, so maybe they're due to catch up. Yep. Like, maybe they're due to get two or three in a game. Mm-hmm. I guess that could be a theory. But, yeah, I said to Fitzy, it's never good when the other team is halfway through their season and we have the same amount of interceptions that they do. Like, there's a lot of guys getting a lot of money over there to pressure the quarterback.
That's right.
And pressure him into bad throws and catch it. And
but at the end of the day, all that is really out the door. The biggest opponent is that guy looking back at you in a minute. That guy right
there. I like that you said that, though, because sometimes that's seen as sort of a – like an arrogant view, like the only team that can beat the Patriots tonight is the Patriots, right? Like they're professionals too. They get paid too with the Jets. But I do think that's true. Mm-hmm. If the Patriots play, I'm not even going to say a good game. Just play a non-stinker, right? They win this game, right?
Yes.
Non-stinker equals win.
Correct.
Yeah, just correct. Be fine. Just be fine. Wasn't that also the talking about like the man in the mirror, if you will, like not just the Michael Jackson song. Wasn't that whole McConaughey best actor thing, like the guy he's always chasing is himself or something? I don't know. Well,
That would fit Matthew. You know, Matthew loves him some Matthew, I would say. Oh, yeah. He probably looks himself in the mirror, you know, a lot.
Did you like my idea? I don't know if you heard it earlier. Remember the combo plays that Josh ran in Miami with the jet sweep backside runs?
Yeah.
One was a jet sweep, fake backside run. Then the next time they ran it was a fake. I would love to see that. Like, we talk about Derrick Henry and Lamar puts defensive fronts in a bind when they run the mesh point. To me, that if you have Travion Henderson and Kyle Williams, who now have film, right? They now have film where they've shown that they can run away from
defense. Fast they are?
Yes. Now, like, if I'm a safety, if I'm a linebacker, there's a little second there that's like, oh, crap, two 22-mile-an-hour guys.
But it's also, you know, since Fitzy's calling this a third preseason game, you almost want to play a lot of the plays that you would in a third preseason game. Do you want to show your best stuff in a third preseason game?
And that's why I poo-pooed a popular. I don't know if you heard. A lot of people are looking for a Tonga touchdown. Come in at fullback and give him the ball. Yeah.
There are now odds. Yeah. It's up on the boards.
I think I'd save it. To me, I agree with you. Just run your offense.
But you know what's amazing? Is so many teams will do a play like that in a game like this, and you go, why'd they waste it? And they go, well, now teams are going to be practicing for it, and they have no intention of ever using it again, but they just want to show it so teams go, okay, now we got to practice for this Tonga getting a play-action pass thrown to him.
Right, or even just a give, right? If they line up in the eye and Ted Johnson sees that Tonga has scored a touchdown 3 weeks ago against the Jets, and now you're at middle linebacker, they're on the goal line, you at least have to think they could give it to that big guy.
I do. That would be.
And then when Travion Henderson is getting a quick pitch or a toss to the edge.
It's easy touchdown, walk in.
Right.
I mean, on any other team, not against ours.
But it's plus 2,700, by the way, Andy.
That's some good juice there. But I don't think they use it tonight. I'm going to go with the theory they don't put it on tape.
I would just say the pitchers are going to use their best stuff tonight.
Right, right. And they don't. And this is where we get back to they don't need their best stuff. Like, they need to. And I said to Fitzy, the one thing I would like to see is, from a Drake May perspective, obviously you don't want him throwing interceptions and all that. Like, how about the no hits? How about throw the ball away if you're going to take a hit? Like, live to fight another day. This is not – you're not in a shootout with Josh Allen tonight.
It's tough. There's prime – you know, you're in prime, you know, television audience. You want to show off a little bit. You want everybody to see, you know, how good you are. So they got to fight that as well. You know
who showed off last week? Vita Vea. When he ran right through the line and then ran right through you.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep those to a minimum. But I this is a fun game in the sense that you've reached this point. Because just think about it. If the 2024 Patriots were playing in this game, this is a miserable Thursday Night Football game. Like, the bad Gerard Mayo team, and you're like, The rest of the country is like, I don't even need Amazon Prime. I'm not watching that crap. That's a slog of an AFC East. Oh, great. Who's going to finish in last place? Fitzy kind of game. Well, at least now we have, you know, our Homer-centric view.
It's hell in a cellar on a nor'easter Thursday at Gillette.
Absolutely.
That reminds me. Can I give one little thing?
Absolutely.
Real quick?
More notes?
Because just one little thing. So I had a Chad Graff article that I thought was interesting, talking about the Patriots' explosive plays. You brought up last year, and it just triggered this. But on the deep ball, right? On the deep ball, Drake May's deep ball, the Patriots ranked third in explosive pass percentage. All right, and those are in this category. It's anything of 16 yards or more. Usually, it's 20 yards or more, but in this one, it's 16. So they rank third in explosive play pass percentage, and then rank fourth in percentage of plays that go 15 or more yards. In those two categories, last year the Patriots ranked 31st in explosive pass rate, and the year before that, in 2023, they ranked 30th. So for the first time in years, you're seeing an offense that is throwing downfield, that has explosive plays, that isn't just so one-dimensional, dink and dunk, and it just painful to watch this offense the last few years. And these big plays just make a more fun offense, and really you have all elements. You have the deep, you have the intermediate, and you have the short. That's what you were ideally trying to get in an offense, is all three. And the Patriots have all three now.
And you know the pro shop guys, the Fanatics people, they're hoping to see some of those X plays in these pretty nor'easter jerseys. So people are like, oh, that's a sweet jersey. I saw the celebration and the touchdown in that jersey. I'm going to get one of those. All right, nice job, Ted. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are going to take a look at the depth. We've used that talking point a lot. It was first one of the big concerns of this team. Then it was a talking point at the trade deadline. Well, last week I thought some of their depth players stepped up. They may have to step up again tonight because there are some injuries. Patriots depth on display against the Jets tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thursday night football. Love a little boys to men on game day. Ted Johnson, would this be in your ears if you were getting ready for the game?
No, no. Of course not.
Wrong mood, wrong.
No, but for today on this show and this segment, it's perfect. Gets me going, man.
So you heard Ian Rappaport, NFL Network there, talk about Garrett Wilson will not play for the Jets and Kayshon Boutte will not play for the Patriots. So I guess you could say both teams are without their number one receiver. Diggs is playing, so whatever you consider the number one. But the Patriots also have some other injuries. We touched on this a little bit, but I want to dive a little deeper when we talk to Tommy Curran. Ramondre Stevenson out again with that toe injury. He did not practice, or he was limited and then did not practice later in the week. Austin Hooper with a concussion is a new injury. He did not practice. He is out. Christian Ellis is out with a hip injury. The depth is being tested a little bit here. And you have other guys that have, you know, Jack Gibbons is a full participation. He was limited earlier in the week. But I thought, Ted, the depth was actually one of the stories of last week against Tampa Bay. And obviously, it was in part because Kyle Williams stepped up, had a big play. Travion Henderson stepped up, had a couple big plays. But I thought it sneaky went under the radar that Jack Gibbons went in there and led you in tackles, Dr. Gibby, right? Mm. That's a perceived kind of depth, quasi-starter, backup that stepped up to the plate.
Yep, yeah. You know, Jack played 60% of the snaps. You know, Spillane plays 100. But to go in there and lead the team in tackles and you know, when you're not playing all the reps is impressive. So, you know, you had, like you said, Kyle Williams had a catch for 72 yards, a touchdown. He played in 56% of the snaps. Elijah Ponder, who's freakish
oh, yeah,
athlete. He only played 20% of the snaps, but he had a sack, his first sack in a game last week. You know, and Anthony Jennings, you know, people who is it, our guy that says that the Patriots have the best edge. They set the edge better than any team in the NFL.
Yeah, that's Dan Orlovsky. Orlovsky.
So, you know, Anthony Jennings, he's one of those guys that sets the edge. He played 26% of the snaps. And, Corey Durden and Farmer are two guys on the interior that you don't hear much from, but those guys do a serviceable job against the run and against the pass. So there are guys being called on to have to step up when guys are down and make plays. And the guys certainly did in last week's game versus the Bucs.
And Durden has some statistics. He actually jumped out. I just happened to be scanning the defensive stats page that the Patriots put out with all, and Durden was like higher on that list than I would have thought. Like, he kind of caught my eye because he was in the mix there.
Do you know where he caught your eye? I think the first game he ever played, he had like a – he hit the quarterback late on a play like a month ago. And you're like, who is this guy and what is he thinking, right? And
it was Buffalo, right?
Was it Buffalo?
I think it was Buffalo. Didn't they have back-to-back plays?
It might have been.
In the backfield.
And you're like, who was Durden? What, 94? Who is this guy?
Get off my field now.
No, but really, who is Durden?
Yeah, who is Durden?
Yeah, you mean Tyler from Fight Club? Cool.
There you go. Right. So he's actually been a pretty good pickup for them, helping out the depth at the defensive line.
So my biggest question of depth tonight would be two offensive positions, and it would be running back, where I think we like Travion Henderson. But what if Travion Henderson isn't doing the job? What if Travion Henderson doesn't look? Are we ready? D'Ernest Johnson? Are we ready to say he's the next man up and figure out what he's got left in the tank?
What are your options? I got one idea.
Is it crazy? What about Efton Chisholm? What he did, like, toss sweeps to Efton Chisholm?
It sounds crazy.
And then Quincy Williams hits him and he breaks in three.
Well, yeah, but the hope is that he outruns him. Right, that he makes a miss, that he is a jittered bug, and then he's able to make a guy miss. I don't know.
He is shifty. He definitely has an ability to make people not hit him.
Here's the thing: D'Ernest Johnson was out there a lot and basically never got the ball once.
Yeah.
I think they don't want to go there, but that would be the only option they have.
And then Tom Curran brought it up earlier, Fitzy. This has been a two tight end offense a decent amount of the time with Hooper and Henry. And I don't know that Westover is ready to just pick up Hooper's reps, or if you're changing what you do personnel-wise.
He ain't catching a lot of balls tonight. No. If he's in there, he's blocking.
Do you think they forego many two tight end sets?
Yeah, they've actually had more than half their plays are with two tight ends. Like, they love that personnel, so they'll But, you know, they can adjust. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they can go 21 personnel with Jack as the Jack Westover as the fullback.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the guys that they're missing in this game are going to be them being missed is going to be a factor in this game at all.
So this is probably a little too deep in the weeds, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So you just said 21 personnel with Westover,
yeah,
who is also kind of a tight end, right?
Correct.
If you is there any tactical advantage there if you use him a little bit at tight end and a little bit at fullback to a Ted Johnson,
yes,
as you're reading the,
yes,
personnel?
You know
formation?
What you can do. Austin Hooper had a touchdown where you kind of a couple weeks ago. Who they play the Falcons, a team he was formerly on, where they hit him. You know, yep, you know, two tight end set, you stack the tight ends, and you, no one's really paying attention to 37. He never catches the ball. And so in the red zone,
yep,
you can maybe slip him out, or on a third down, they're not really paying attention to 37. He never catches the ball. So you can use him in these certain situations to maybe to your advantage, because no one's really expecting him to be, you know, the principal part in the route, and he is. And he can maybe do something.
The other guy that I want to bring up, because I know you'd like to see more from this guy, and Christian Barmore. So last week we saw him on his back, and Mike Vrabel's holding his hand, and okay, that's nice for Mike, and it makes him look a certain way, whatever. But Barmore dealing with a back injury, what are your thoughts on sort of the way he's playing and what you can get out of him?
I've been disappointed. I want to like this player. Like, he flashes every now and then, but not enough. Not enough. I'm sorry. Not enough for what he's making. I just think he's been a big disappointment this year. I mean, when you watch him next to Milton Williams, I mean, it's not even comparable.
And they're supposed to be similar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, Barmore makes 90
million. You know
what
Barmore looks to me? 100? He doesn't look big enough. Remember that he's, you know, maybe I played with Rich Seymour and Ted Washington and Vince Wilfork, you know, and Ty Warren. And you know, Barmore just doesn't look big enough. I mean, he was getting – Tristan Wirfs was manhandling him. I mean, forklifting him up. I showed you a couple plays.
Oh, yeah. Now, Wirfs is a good player. Like,
no, he's an all-pro. But isn't Barmore considered to be in that upper echelon of players?
Well – we were hoping he was trending that way. I don't think he is.
$20 million a year.
Oh, yeah. But I don't.
$20 million a year, and they're not even getting close to the production they should be getting.
That's how I look at it. He is a guy that I feel like they paid for what they thought he was developing into, and he hasn't.
Not even close, man. I don't like to be, you know, the negative guy when the team's doing so well, but if you're looking at kind of like a guy on the defense that it really isn't holding up his end of the bargain, it's Christian Barmore.
Well, the only thing I would say, is there any chance that the back injury is or was part of it? When that started bothering him.
After Tristan Wirfs put him on his back. Yeah, that's when it started hurting him. Yep.
You know how many, how many sacks does he have on the season?
1.5.
Ted?
I don't know.
Not enough.
That's the right answer.
Ted's answer is correct. Andy, you are incorrect by 1.5. He has zero.
He hasn't cracked the stat sheet yet.
No, had no cracked the sack.
For $90 million, the guy who
$23 million dollars and zero sacks.
It was dubbed at the time the largest contract ever given to a Patriot not named Tom Brady. And that guy has a zero. He has as many sacks as Fitzy does?
Right.
Yeah. Dan Ball, as many sacks as Christian Barmore.
Now, those guys aren't, so you go pressures, hurries, but you know, guys would, but he's pressuring the quarterback. Is he really? I don't see it like
lots
that.
Lots of hurries.
And wasn't our whole working theory that pairing those two up, somebody's drawing double teams, so somebody's getting a good matchup,
right,
so somebody's
that's
eating.
The whole idea.
Somebody's supposed to eat.
Correct.
And so far he hasn't. Eaten.
He has not. He hasn't come close to living up. I mean, and that's, you know, again, stats aren't the end all be all for the interior defensive lineman. But you know, you should have more than zero sacks for the money he's getting paid for sure.
All right, coming up here, we have a little bit of not Boston breaking news, but we have some breaking news information in the world of gambling. There's been scandals lately in the NBA, Major League Baseball, and maybe the NFL is just trying to get ahead of the curve, so to speak. So sounds like there might be some changes coming to prop bets with the National Football League, very popular arm of many of those apps that we all use to gamble. We'll talk about that. New rules on prop bets in the NFL up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi. Imagine you're in Las Vegas and you're in the Sphere and you're in the 400 level looking down at the stage and this song is on and all this awesome color and pictures and just psychedelic stuff going on behind the band. You just jam into this song. It's pretty awesome.
Did you go to one of those U2 Sphere shows?
I did.
Jesus, Ted.
Why don't you use it on him?
That's the one I wanted to
Ted. You rich.
Oh, you Sphere U2 rich.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't this the story? Did you not have tickets?
I didn't have tickets.
Yeah, this is the story where Ted Johnson his way into the concert.
Right. There you go, baby.
Where things just fall into place.
Just fell right into my lap, these tickets.
Hey, the Sphere is playing the Wizard of Oz right now, and they're doing like all these special effects. So you know like when the tornado comes, like leaves and wind is like, it looks insane.
Guys, if you ever get a chance, if there's a band that you like that's playing in the sphere, it is worth a trip to Vegas. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth every penny.
Can I ask a serious lame-ass question?
Yeah.
Any chance I get like motion sickness or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Because it's like pretty immersive, right?
It is. I think it is. And I recommend, be honest with you, get the seats in the back. Like way up in the back. Okay. It's better, I think. I think instead of looking up at it and it looks bigger, it looks, if you're in the back, you kind of look down on it, and I think it's a better viewing.
Okay. It's not like one of those Motion Odyssey rides, Andy, where all of a sudden like your chair lifts up and it goes over the balcony and it feels like you're flying.
Oh, yeah, no. But I even don't like the IMAX sometimes. I've been to like things in the IMAX where the boat's moving and I'm
it's not, you know, it's not like that. And I think the IMAX, it's like closer to your face. Like this is a big kind of sphere.
Also, right? If I ever go and tell my, Ted said, honey, to get the cheap seats, the ones in the way back. He said it's way better. I'm not being cheap.
Andy.
Ted told me.
Andy, this just in. Even those seats aren't cheap.
I'm sure they are. It's in Vegas, so we got a little transition here to some gambling talk from the National Football League. A memo was sent out today to chief executives, club presidents, club council, and heads of player engagement about gambling. That's the subject line. NFL Sports Betting Update. Well, the NFL has gotten together with their various partners in the gambling industry, governments, regulators, and everything, and they've now prohibited a number of prop bets. And some of it, so this is kind of breaking news. I was kind of getting my understanding of it on the fly. You're not losing your touchdown scorers. You're not losing over on yards or under on whatever carries or passes. It's a lot of stuff. Like, they call it, was that a yet, Dan Ball? Was that a yet?
That was a yet from me.
Oh, that was a yet from me. Fitzy.
Yes, it was. It's only, Andy, I am a firm believer. It's only a matter of time.
So they are jamming the toothpaste back in the tube. Like, they got a stick, and they're just trying
to... just building a new tube at where there's going to be air and toothpaste. Yes.
This is kind of like, didn't you see this one coming?
Yeah.
Prop bets?
We all did. And so this is clearly in reaction to the NBA, Terry Rozier, and all that. And then the Class A and Company scandal with the Guardians in Major League Baseball, where they, remember there, they were betting individual pitches, ball strike and velocity, and they were parlaying it. I'm going to throw a ball that is an off-speed pitch, basically, and it's so it, one guy controls it, right? Yeah, you get the pitcher, you own the prop. So the NFL is now banning predetermined wagers, which is what they define predetermined outcomes directly related to on-field competition. Will the QB start this week? Will the team's first play from scrimmage be a run or a pass?
Will the Gatorade be red or
things
orange?
Things that like are determined by the trainer, the offensive coordinator, whatever. So that's one of them. And then props that are determinable by one person in one play. Based on outcomes 100% determinable by one person in one play. Example, kicker to miss a field goal attempt. Quarterback's first pass to be incomplete.
Yeah, people like those, too.
Yeah, they do. Sure. But this is, you know, as they say, Fitzy, this is why we can't have nice things. You know, like a couple scandals pop up.
Yeah.
And you've noticed, too, that everybody's getting ahead of it, right? Like, they're like now the NFL doesn't have a scandal right now, but they're like, you know what? They're in trouble. Why don't we get ahead of this?
Smart.
I do, too.
You know what it is? It's flame retarding. They're just going through and they're spraying everything down.
Making sure your jammies don't burn, right? Like, you want those jammies that are going to protect you. Now, big picture, I don't know if it really matters. How many people bet on these compared to touchdown scores?
It's not that much,
but
it's enough where you can make a little money if you're scamming.
Yep, and if it's a step in a direction like Fitzy's suggesting where there's more going to be chopped off.
That's right.
As you come.
Slippery slope.
But again, Ted, it's what you said. Like, you didn't think this was going to be issues you were going to be dealing with?
Yeah.
Like, this was obvious.
It's pretty obvious, especially the prop bets. I'm also wondering is you know, how the betting and this, if you can't watch a game on the level, are people going to watch still? I don't know. Has the betting scandal in basketball killed the ratings?
No. No, is the ratings are up, actually.
So, they are. I almost think it's, I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks, like, if you're going to bet so much money on one little prop bet and you lose because someone's, then it's on you.
Right.
For betting that much money on a prop bet.
And if you think it's really dirty, you're probably winning some bets that are rigged, too. Right? Like, if you bet often enough and you think the league is littered with people that are fixing prop bets, well, you might win sometimes on the prop too.
I have yet to hear one person, after this betting scandal in the NBA, go, I'm never betting on an NBA game.
No. Nope.
Like, not one.
Right.
So I think that's just kind of, they scare you into that. I understand, like, there is a slippery slope. It could get out of hand, but I don't know. It just feels, you know what, NFL, good for you, I guess, but it's kind of funny because you should have seen this coming.
Yeah, but if there's any one league of the four major and any other sport people love betting on in this country or North America, wherever, that would cause a wildfire of controversy, if people found out that it was not on the up and up, it would be, if people found out that guys were shanking field goals for money, or that people were quarterbacks were, Cam Ward threw an incompletion on his first pass so his buddies could collect on that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? If this was predetermined and it felt WWE for money, massive. The scandal, we wouldn't even be able to put the fire out.
Yeah, I just think football is probably the hardest to do it, or one of the hardest. Like we saw the pitcher. Obviously, the pitcher controls the pitch when it leaves his hand, and he can be just like, oh, sorry, Skip, it slipped a little. That's why it bounced before it got to the plate. I mean, other than the field goal kicker, Fitzy.
How about Davis Mills, quarterback for the Texans this Sunday? All you got to do is throw away your first pass.
Yeah. And that would definitely trigger some red flags. First of all, like, oh, wait, you're betting on Davis Mills to play and throw a pass and then throw it, like, and all
He'll
these
start.
Things.
Yeah.
But I just think there are less. And the field goal kicker, I wouldn't miss field goals, because in the NFL, you can go from the field goal kicker to not the field goal kicker anymore. But, like, in the NBA, you can miss a shot, or you can get an extra rebound. Oh, I missed the rim, so I got my own offensive rebound before I laid it in, and now I have the over on the rebounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. Feels like it's a little bit more, I don't know, malleable. But, yeah, Stiz.
But this type of stuff has been happening long before these gambling apps came into existence, yep. right? Players, yep. muddy in the waters, whatever. So maybe now that it's getting this much notoriety and we're seeing numerous cases involving players, maybe it'll deter other players from doing it.
Oh, it's going to.
It should.
Because if you look at kind of NFL, this is their four bullet points under NFL measures to protect the integrity of the game. Integrity representatives, former law enforcement officials assigned to each team to monitor for suspicious activity. Real-time monitoring and technology. The NFL partners with third-party services, which will use real-time technology to monitor betting activity. Global security operations. This specializes in, I mean, the point is, they're going to have so many people. If NFL players think that there's all these people out there watching every trend, every bet, and you at all are associated with it, you're going to get caught.
Right.
You are going to get caught.
There's way more eyes on it now than there was 20, 30 years
ago. And more easier ways to catch people.
Yeah, not even just eyes, more like AI. Like,
yeah, that's what I
trends
yeah.
in betting and like, sure. data. Oh, that's a red data. Flag. That's getting sent to somebody to look at. And then I think the players are nuts that some of these baseball things you read, you made $5,000? Wait, you put your career on the line to make $5,000?
Yeah.
That is like, if I'm at all considering it, it's when like some big fish says, listen, I can triple your salary this year. Okay, now I'm listening, but $5,000?
Yeah.
What am I going to get with $5,000?
That's because, I mean, at that point, not that I'm saying anything that anybody doesn't know, but it's an addiction. You're talking about the right. rush the of the rush of winning the money more so than the money's almost immaterial to all it's, of this.
Look at Jordan.
And I think that's a lot of guys' problems. They just, they got to feel that they won.
Right.
You know, it's not.
Andy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Feeling I wouldn't know the feeling.
The $2 kid at strikes again.
Or whatever the hell my record is. I would not know. I'm hoping to someday know the feeling of winning in the gambling world with our pick six parlay. Coming up next year on WEEI Afternoons, it is 5 o'clock. That means it is time for the drive as we talk a little more Patriots-Jets building up to Thursday night football at Gillette Stadium. That's next. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.